Could we be voting on Neil Gorsuch while the FBI investigates Donald Trump? Chuck Schumer doesn't seem to think so. The Senate minority leader wants to delay the vote as long as he remains under investigation. Now, Republicans saw fit to push off President Obama's pick as, you know, we should wait for the next election. I know there's still a year left in your presidency, but it should be up to the next president.
Right.
Stupid. So, and he wasn't under investigation. So is this a problem? For those of you that were like, oh, yeah, maybe we should wait. Obama's term's almost up. We'll just leave it up to the next person, which is the most asinine thing I've ever heard. And anybody who defends that needs to introduce themselves to the brick wall outside here forehead first. But we're already beyond that. There's nothing that can be done. So what do you think? If the current president's campaign is under investigation by the FBI, should perhaps we press pause on this whole thing? Because let's just say 50-50 chance at this point that there is something there. Let's just say there's a 3% chance there's something there. Remember, there were some polls that there was a 3% chance that Donald Trump would win, and he won. So it could happen. If there is a chance that these are legitimate claims of ties to Russia and the people around him, and an indictment comes, something happens, should the man who's currently under investigation and possibly guilty of crimes get to pick a Supreme Court justice who will sit for years upon years upon years? Or should we wait to see? 888-574-2723. Chuck Schumer thinks we should wait. And if you caught any of yesterday's footage of the hearing, I mean, if I could hate Ted Cruz anymore, I would. But I am at full capacity. I'm over capacity. My disdain for that weaselly schmuck just knows no bounds. And those of you that listen regularly know that I am apprehensive at throwing out names. Most of the time I save it for those in the broadcasting community. But when it comes to Ted Cruz, it also applies. Same with Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and any other toe-the-line myopic moron who can't see outside of their own worldview. The fact that Cruz opened things with a quote from Hitchhiker's Guide in an attempt to be cute just illustrates how seriously, or the lack of seriousness, they take these things. Of course, it's, you know, the Republicans pick, so they're going to softball him. Meanwhile, and that's the problem. It doesn't matter whose pick it is, because it is a judge. If you have concerns, you should be asking questions. But this partisan BS continues, and both sides are guilty of it. Don't get me wrong. I want to see it end. Ask someone tough questions. You know, if I suggest someone for a job here, and there's an interview process, I want to ask them tough questions because I want them to be able to answer them. I don't want their failure at the job to interfere with my friendship with them. Because if they suck at their job, I'm really going to look down at them and go, maybe we shouldn't be friends. Or maybe we shouldn't be coworkers. We should be one or the other. It is okay to hold someone with whom you hold party alignment to standards, to high standards, especially when they're going to be a Supreme Court justice. And one of the big things that stuck out to me was this idea of the frozen truck driver story. And if you haven't heard it, it was a big deal yesterday. And it was about a company that was able to fire an individual. It was Trans Am Trucking versus Department of Labor. Alphonse Madden broke down. He's a trucker on a road in Illinois, out of gas at night. He called his employer, Trans Am. They told him to wait with his load. He found that the brakes had frozen. The cab of the truck was unheated. He called them again, who told him to wait. Hours went by. He called them again, explaining that he had symptoms that seemed like early onset hypothermia. And they told him to, quote, drag the trailer with its frozen brakes or stay where he was. So he had been out in 3 hours of cold. He eventually unhitched the trailer and went in search of gas. He was fired for violating orders. Madden sued, and an arbitrator ruled that his termination was illegal under laws that protect employees from being compelled to operate unsafe vehicles in unsafe conditions. And the appeals ensued, and the Tenth Circuit sided with him 2-1. Gorsuch was the one dissenter, and he basically said that because Madden was able to operate the truck, that was enough to say that they could fire him. The rule is that he shouldn't have been operating the truck, essentially. Except, you know, it was illegal under the law to compel employees to operate vehicles in unsafe conditions. So I guess in Gorsuch's mind, they would have had him, he would have had to walk for gas and safety after freezing for 3 hours. And the problem is strict interpretation of the law. We cannot. It is impossible to write the law to take into account every single variance possible under it. Judgment using it. He is a strict interpretationist. And at the highest court of the land, that is not what we need. That is not the role of a Supreme Court justice. Because he put the blame on the legislators for writing the law. I would argue that the company telling him to stay put in unsafe conditions is the illegal portion. And allowing in him unhitching the trailer and moving along to safety was well within. And the appeals court agreed with me, so it looks like I could be a judge, more so than Gorsuch in this case. There was another case involving a patient who got cancer who was trying to implement a law that didn't really apply to that situation, and he said so. Now, does it look heartless to say no to a cancer patient? Yes. But there, again, this is what I talk about every day. There is nuance. There are details. There are differences to every situation, and you have to apply them. And in this case, the frozen truck driver story is the one that caught the most attention yesterday. And here is Senator Al Franken asking Gorsuch about it.
I don't think you'd want to be on the road with him, would you, Judge?
Senator,
you would? Or not? It's a really easy yes or no. Would you like to be on the road with him?
Would I want to be on the road with him?
Yeah.
With the hitched trailer or the unhitched trailer, Senator?
Well, either, but especially with the hitched trailer with the locked brakes.
No, I don't think that was
okay,
a serious option.
Okay, I thought that was... I wouldn't want to be there either.
I mean, listen to Gorsuch tap dance. And this is the problem people have, is any lack of humanity in answering. And I don't think so, and not in that circumstance, and blah, 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 blah.
I don't think you'd want to be on the road with him, would you, Judge?
Senator,
you would? Or not? It's a really easy yes or no. Would you like to be on the road with him?
Want to be on the road with him?
Yeah.
With the hitched trailer or the unhitched trailer,
I mean, really?
Senator?
Well, either, but especially with the hitched trailer... With a locked brake.
No, I don't think that
okay,
was
okay, I thought
option.
That was... I wouldn't want to be there either.
Yeah.
One, the possibility of freezing to death or driving with that rig in a very, very very dangerous way. Which would you have chosen? Which would you have done, Judge?
Oh, Senator, I don't know what I would have done if I were in his shoes, and I don't blame him at all for a moment for doing what he did do. I empathize.
You don't know what you would have done? I can tell you what I would have done. I would have done the same exact thing, except a couple hours earlier when they told me to sit in the freezing cold. I would have told them to kiss my ass. I'm not freezing to death for whatever lousy load it is I'm hauling. And I would probably not last at that job. And the thing is, some people don't have that luxury. Now, I can sit here and say those things, but if I were in that man's position and had to feed my family and needed to keep my job, I might sit there. I've suffered through some BS to keep jobs. Believe me, nothing like that man. I've held my tongue many a times in some jobs, I've sat through meetings critiquing a show that lasted longer than the actual show. And that's nothing compared to sitting in the truck, in the cab of a tractor trailer, freezing your ass off to where you reach hypothermia. And then having someone on the other end in their heated room say, "Stay put, we're coming." Huh, yeah, why don't you come with a truck that runs, and I'm going to take off with this one. See you in a bit. And he actually did come back after he warmed up. This idea of just protecting employers at every turn and businesses, like, there's got to be some semblance of humanity. This discussion continues, by the way.
With him entirely.
Okay, we've been talking about this case. You haven't decided what you would have done? You haven't thought about for a second what you would have done,
Senator,
in this case?
I thought a lot about this case.
What would you have done?
I totally empathize and understand.
I'm asking you a question. Please answer questions.
Senator, I don't know. I wasn't in the man's shoes. But I understand why
you don't know
did.
What you would have done. Okay, I tell you what I would have done. I would have done exactly what he did.
Yeah, I understand.
And I think everybody here would have done exactly what he did.
Al Franken saying it's absurd to say that this company is in its rights to fire him because he made the choice of possibly dying from freezing to death or causing other people to die, possibly by driving an unsafe vehicle. He says, I've had a career in identifying absurdity, and I know it when I see it. And it makes me question your judgment. And I would have to side with Senator Frank in there in this case. I understand that it is a difficult position to be in. But when it comes to a situation of somebody's life, you lean towards the person living. That would just be me. I don't know about you guys.